This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Thanksgiving Day edition of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. You know, all this talk of supply chain issues, right? Supply chain issues? Come on. That means you're buying junk from somewhere else. There's no supply chain issue with Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Because they, ladies and gentlemen, will right now send you beds, mattress toppers, pillows, sleepwear, robes. You name it. That should be your Black Friday shopping. MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, where the Thankathon is going on for 96 hours with everything you need to know about election 2020. State-by-state forensic audits that have been done. The cyber attack. FrankSpeech.com. And American-made products besides what Mike Lindell will sell you, from all kinds of other folks who band together with American-made products, and the supply chain is direct from them to you at mystore.com. Or you can call them at 800-506-9028 and tell them Scott sent you. All right? Just use the promo code Scott, 800-506-9028. Happy Thanksgiving once and all. Super producer Chris Larson has a very simple question today. What kind of pie are you having? Right? Isn't that your question?
Yeah, what kind of pie are you having? Absolutely. That's what I want to know.
Call us and tell us that at 800-228-0550. Or you can email us. Text us, too. Email Scott H at flagfamily.com. Text us. 701-237-1590. Texter says, good morning, Scott. Thanksgiving blessings to you and yours. I'm very sorry to hear about your mother-in-law that'll be meeting Jesus soon. I lost my mom a year ago, this past November 7th. I lost a husband 12 years ago on 11/8/2009. But do I dwell on it? No. I know where they are, rejoicing in heaven with Jesus. I'm so very blessed because God sent me a new husband who came with three beautiful teens. God expanded my family in ways I never imagined. So I have not two, but five children, and from them six grandchildren and one great-grandson. My husband is working at his side job this morning. We'll have Thanksgiving meal. I will have a Thanksgiving meal ready when he arrives home. By the way, my husband has had a heart attack, stroke, and is diabetic, but he works two jobs for me. Gosh, my cup runneth over. And here you go, Chris, as you requested. I made southern pecan pie, pumpkin pie, and a cherry cheesecake for our son-in-law because it's his birthday today. How's that for the dessert menu?
Ooh, I love it.
Woo! Is that any good or what? Kevin and Mandan, let's get to you. And then Jim the Flagpole guy's with us on Thanksgiving. One of our fine sponsors. We love him. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to tell you, say thanks to a local company here in Bismarck, Mandan Area Dickinson. That, you know, teachers got to buy some supplies out of their own pockets for the schools, classrooms. So they donated $250,000 to every school, every teacher in Dixon, Mandan, and Bismarck, which amounted to $140 per teacher. It's a Tri-Energy Cooperative. They own all the Scenic stores. Because they show their gratification to what the teachers do first.
That is a great Thanksgiving story. Pretty darn cool.
Yep.
Pretty darn cool.
Yep.
And again, that's a significant. And yeah, I don't know if people know that about teachers. By the way, I mentioned my mother-in-law at the beginning of the program who is ready to leave this crazy world, and she was a teacher. And teachers, when they have different materials in the class, different things on the billboard or whatever, the bulletin board in the classroom, they pay for them themselves. holidays, they decorate them themselves, pay for that. Supplies, they pay for them themselves. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, a lot of the grade school teachers, the kindergartens, all their art supplies, a lot of that comes out of their own pocket. You know. And if they run out and they want to go back, get some more money, it's available to them. So I think that was pretty nice. I'm sure all those teachers are thankful for that.
Nice story, Kevin. I'll bet they are. Thank you very much. We appreciate the call. And thank everybody working on Thanksgiving Day. Appreciate that very much. All right. Let's see here. Jim the Flagpole Guy, are you there? The one and only Jim the Flagpole Guy?
Good morning, Mr. Scott. And my condolences to your loss of your soon-departing mother-in-law. I'm just very grateful on a day like today that your lovely wife, Maria, got to spend as many years as she did with her mother. And I'm thankful for my mother, who I lost when my mom was 54. So she hasn't been with us since 2000, but I remember a lot of beautiful things about my mother, and I'm thankful for my father, and I'm thankful for history. And I know that all kind of ties together, because if we look back with our loved ones, you know, that's history. And also, you know, our Rush used to say that history starts basically when we're born, right? I'm grateful that through this interweb, I was able to see the original Thanksgiving proclamation on 3 October 1789. And I don't know, it takes a couple minutes to read. I don't know how much time we have, Scott.
You take as much time as you need. Read it. I want to hear it.
This is a Thanksgiving proclamation. Now, this was a man, and he was born, and he was a baby, and he had a mother, and he grew up. And he grew up in a way a little bit different than we did, but he strived to be better, it would seem, most of his life. And he was our first president of the United States. And on October 3rd, 1789, in New York, President George Washington wrote Thanksgiving Proclamation. By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and, drumroll please, happiness. I added that part, Scott. But it does say happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, next to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the benefit author of all good that was, that is, or that will be. That we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercy and the favorable impositions of his providence, which we experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty, which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted for the civil and religious liberty which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which we have been pleased to confer upon us, and also that we may then unite in most humbly offerings our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness unto us, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and to increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant us all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity, and he alone knows the best. George Washington.
1789. Amazing. Stay tuned.
Petroserve USA. Low price fuel. Great home cooking and grab and go convenience. What's not to love? A whole month of specials. Any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents. Two Red Bulls, 16 ounce cans for $6. Salted nut rolls, two for $1. 50 cents for a candy bar. My gosh. Big 28 pack of waters, $2.99. Jack Links Wild River Jerky, only $4.79. And I love this. Energizer batteries, any size for $1. Stun guns for $5 off. Your self defense matters. Hurry to Petroserve USA all month long.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At the mailman bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower, take a drink of milk.
Back on Watch Time, your mind, 20 past the hour. Jim the Flagpole Guy with us. Chris Larson, super producer, going to go into the kitchen here a little bit and check on how things are at the going at the Larson home there with the meal. Warn your mom. We're going to be there before too long, Chris, interrupting the chef and the cook and the whole process there. Thanking our fine sponsors with us all day, every day, here on What's on Your Mind, including our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. You know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? Think about that. We should thank God for those dead leaves we turn into what powers the world. Pretty phenomenal. And by pulling oil and gas out of the ground in western North Dakota, it funds everything else in North Dakota. Roads and bridges and education and water projects. Find out more about all this at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas, advancing the possibilities on Thanksgiving and every day. So, Jim, what you read there from the first Thanksgiving, year of our Lord, 1789, doesn't sound like an atheist to me, or anyone that's agnostic. I don't know. That's what they often say about the founding fathers, they being the woke left. Does that sound like a agnostic or an atheist to you?
No, Scott. And actually, when you read it, and without saying it out loud, I got to hear myself say it there, and words were just jumping off of the page that are so relevant. There's nothing new under the sun. Mankind has kind of been despotic for millennia, and these guys figured that out, and they gave us a system that kind of controls that. And boy, it's so antithetical to what you hear every day, isn't it? And it's this gentleman was a very smart man and very humble, and he cared about other people, not himself.
No, not himself. The sacrifice that came from our founding fathers knows no bounds. And what Jim does day in and day out is help people celebrate that. I continue to think that the challenges we face today really are not unlike challenges that have come in our past before, and this too shall pass. This too shall, one of the things I have to say I'm thankful for, I thought about this coming in today, think of how much more people have to pay attention to what's happening in this country, whether it's school boards and what they're teaching. City councils and proclamations are passing about, this statue or the Ten Commandments monument or whatever. The legislature dealing with health freedom and critical race theory. Our legislators in that battle. We're engaged. We have to be. But that is an awakening. For too long, people take our republic for granted. And, that's to me a silver lining here, Jim. People are awake. People are realizing they have to take back their country. And, I know the inflation and all the insanity that we're living through because of these imbeciles that have too much power in Washington, D.C., are not fun. But I love the fact that we, the people, is alive and well right now. And that's how I think we all ought to think when we get up every day to say, this too shall pass, if we the people take control, and we are. And you help us do that with that great display of old glory. So thank you for that. We're thankful for you and what you do day in and day out, sir.
Well, Scott, speaking of that, I've never really been one to count. We got all these up 100% knowing the number. I'm just always looking forward. And I needed to go into my Menards app, and I went in there, and I just did a quick count. How many bags of concrete do you think I used in September, October, and 1st of November?
The last push to get as many in as possible before the ground freezes in those months you're talking about. So it'd be busy, but how many pounds of concrete? I have no idea. Tell me.
Well, 1,440 bags. 64 bags on a pallet. And we run it. I like to say thanks to all Menards employees that work the back, because I don't really go in the front much. And these people, they all see me in Jamestown and Dickinson, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and they see me again and they welcome me in, and it is just so nice. That was just 3 months there, Scott, or 2.5 months, 1,440 bags. And I'm wondering if Menards, If I go in, if I'm the senior buyer for bagged concrete in North Dakota, and I'm thankful for that because I get to be with so many great people. There's for every 64 bags, every 20, you know, 5 bags, there's a person that put a flagpole up. And what an awesome opportunity. I get to meet everybody, and I love you all, and thanks for listening, and thanks for being a part of Brenda and my and Tripper's life. You too, Scott. Thank you.
No, we appreciate you so much. Chris wanted to ask you a question before we let you go. My super producer, Chris Larson, riding shotgun along with us today. Chris?
Hey, Jim. I guess it's more of a statement than a question. I just, each and every time I see a flag, I think of Jim, the flagpole guy, and how thankful we are on this Thanksgiving Day that we have a person like you that you work so hard to put these flags up. And, Jim, I guess I just would like to know, what feeling do you have every time you see a flagpole go up that you have worked hard on, and then to finish that up? Thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you. What do I see? Is it crooked? No, but 99% of the time you look at them, they're right plumb as they were. But no, what I see is a relationship and, you know, somebody's success. When they're putting a flagpole up, a lot of times it's one of the last things that they're going to do to the property that are major. And it's like icing on the cake. And to see their smile and to remember that is just the best. It's just, you know, we work so hard, and I wish I could be more personal with people, you know, and spend more time. But we get in, we get out, we get it done, and we see that smile, and we shake their hand, and we drive on down the road to the next one. It's just awesome. Just love it.
It is a labor of love. There's plenty of labor involved in it, but there's a whole lot of love involved in it. And if you haven't done it yet, start thinking about, you know, a way you can fly Old Glory and have it be in front of your business or on the family farm or tribute to veterans in your community. The display, the presentation, all part of the artistry that Jim the Flagpole Guy does so well. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate you, and we appreciate everything you do and spreading patriotism across the Northern Plains.
Thank you, Scott. And if I could quick get a Black Friday thing, if anybody has tried before and struggled to get a hold of us, try us again at Jim at ND Flagpole Guy and mention 2021, and I will next year give you the 2021 price.
Can't beat that. Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com, or you can call him or text him at 701-571-FLAG. Black Friday deal from a patriot. Can't beat that. You get the 2020 price in 2021. More after this.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we learn more about the Waukesha Christmas Parade terror suspect, his social media accounts were full of hate and racist comments. Authorities in Wisconsin are reporting Daryl Brooks was trying to strike as many people as possible when he slammed his SUV through the parade on Sunday. 6 people have died and dozens were reported injured. A Black Lives Matter militant, Vaughn L. Mays, says the Waukesha parade murders may be the start of a revolution after the Rittenhouse verdict.
That the revolution has started in Wisconsin. I did tell you that the initial person who reached out to me said that they believe that this has to do with the verdict.
South Korean electronics giant Samsung plans to build a $17 billion semiconductor factory just outside of Austin, Texas. With a global shortage of chips used in cars, phones, tablets, video games, consoles, and just about every other electronic device, the summer of 2024 opening can't happen soon enough. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind on this Thanksgiving Day. We're here. Glad you're there as well. Thank you for listening today on Thanksgiving Day and all day, every day. We appreciate what you do in these radio stations. Texter says, so thankful for you and your show. All of you guys make me smile and laugh and keep me sane. It's one of the things I love about living part of the time in North Dakota. Part of the time. Came from a 406 listener, so maybe splits time between North Dakota and Montana. We love you. Thank you for being there. Thanks for the truckers. We're giving them shout-outs today, special shout-outs for making America go. Can't slow down on Thanksgiving Day. Nope. No quit in them. Appreciate that very much. PetroServe USA is one of our fine sponsors. Fill up today at a PetroServe USA. Get the lowest price fuel. You get choice at the pump, like that unleaded 88 to get across the state. Lowest price fuel around, and you connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. Not a bad way to go. Today, any size fountain pop is 79 cents. All month long, any size coffee or cappuccino is 49 cents. Got a long drive? Red Bull might be in your future. 16-ounce cans, 2 for $6. And pick up some water. Water, a great little gift if you're going to somebody else's house and just, what do I bring? They said, don't bring anything. Bring a 28-pack of water. Bring the beverages. $2.99, great deal. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Okay, we've waited a long time for this, but Chris Larson is live in his mother's kitchen for an update on a real Thanksgiving meal preparation that is underway now with his delightful mother, Kathy Larson. Chris, take it away from the kitchen and give us the play-by-play.
All right, so, Scott, I've got to show you this first. You know how we were talking about pies and what kind of pie people liked?
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
No. No, I'm not.
I got to show you what we have here, dude.
Okay, you can watch this, by the way, on our social media platforms because, oh, my Lord. Is that an apple pie?
Is that an apple pie, Scott? What do you think of this apple pie, Mom?
Well, you can buy one, too, at a store.
Did you hear that, Scott?
You can buy one, too, at a store. I don't believe it. She made that. She'd been working on that all day.
I believe it, too, because we've been up since 8 o'clock working on all of this. I want to show you some of the other food that we have going on here today.
Crock pot's a go-go. Look at that.
Scott, what do you think of this crock pot?
Meatballs.
He says meatballs. Mom, let's show him. Oh, my goodness, Scott. That's not meatballs.
Stuffing.
That is stuffing.
Oh, my goodness.
That is stuffing. Now, Mom, is that homemade stuffing? It is homemade stuffing. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait.
Tell your mother to go cheek to cheek with you and tell us a little bit about her stuffing recipe so we can hear.
So, Mom, we got to hear about your stuffing recipe, so come on over here. Tell us about your stuffing recipe.
Get a little closer to your closer to your son. You got to go right to his microphone there, okay?
Microphone right here.
Yeah.
So actually, my mother-in-law's recipe, and I have to admit, I do buy the breadcrumbs, and it's a can of cream style corn, a can of cream of mushroom soup, onions, celery, salt, pepper, 2 eggs, and I think that's about it.
Wow!
All right. So, I mean, that looks great.
Mouth is watering.
We've got one more. We've got one more crock over
here. I see that. Yeah.
What do you think's in that one?
Mashed potatoes.
So I'm not going to open that one because it could get very interesting, but in there is a nice, juicy ham.
Well, ham at the Larson House today. How about that?
Ham. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Now, I'm going to show you the next thing. And, Scott, we have marinating in here. What, you can't get anything better than a turkey.
Right there. There it is. All ready for the 1:30 meal at the Larson House. The turkey's in the oven, marinating as we speak.
It is. Oh, and then I found something that I don't necessarily like, but some people do, the cranberry sauce.
Come on. What kind of a son did Kathy Larson raise that doesn't like cranberry sauce, for crying out loud?
I don't think I've liked cranberry sauce ever. I really don't.
It's a law. You have to have cranberry something on Thanksgiving, no?
Well, no, but what you do have to have is lefse.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Oh, see, right there. Just lefse and butter is a food group to me. It's right there. It's just you don't get any better than that.
Grand Forks Church ladies made this lefse.
Did they really?
So we know that it's got to be good, Scott. But I have to ask, do you put sugar on your lefse?
I do not. Other family members do, and I don't need any more sugar in my life. So I'm just a butter and lefse kind of guy.
So I got to ask you, Mom, how long does this take? What time did you start all of this good stuff?
Probably on Tuesday.
She's been working on this since Tuesday, Scott.
Yeah. Now tell her to get cheek to cheek with you so I can hear her answer this question. Come in.
Okay.
Come on.
All right, come in.
Nice and close, real close. What do you think of Chris doing the radio show interrupting your Thanksgiving Day preparation? I know it doesn't surprise you, but your son is doing a radio show on Thanksgiving. Is that okay?
So I'm doing a radio show on Thanksgiving. Are you okay with that?
Well, did we have a choice? What Scott wants. Scott,
yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Chris is working today.
Scotty, this is what Thanksgiving's all about. I've got my brother and sister home. We got 3 dogs in the house. I'm trying to get them to be on the radio. They don't want to do it. But I tell you what, this is – oh, we've got a cat, too, yeah. This is what Thanksgiving's all about, family and being together, and I can't wait for that meal. I understand it's been pushed up from 1:30.
To 1 o'clock.
Oh,
oh my.
At 1 o'clock, Scott.
The countdown is on. The countdown is on. Oh, I love it. That's beautiful.
All right, Scotty.
Thank you, Kathy, for a little allowing of the tour of the kitchen. Now, you better get your butt out of there now because, you know, let the master chef finish up the work there for Thanksgiving. Our own Chris Larson, the super producer. 21 before the top of the hour. A few minutes left here on What's on Your Mind. And the last chance to text us for your Thanksgiving shout-outs. Who is slaving away, hard at it, doesn't complain about it, just gets in the kitchen, does all the hard work for Thanksgiving so the meal is perfect for you? Who is it that you need to give a shout-out to? Let us know. Maybe you're on the way to somebody's place. You're going to have that Thanksgiving meal. Who is doing the work? 701-237-1590 to text us. Or call us at 258-0550, 701-258-0550. Jim the Flagpole guy read the story of the first Thanksgiving. You ever heard Rush Limbaugh talk about the first Thanksgiving, Chris? You ever hear the story? Rush actually wrote a book and he included it in his book. And every Thanksgiving, he would talk about one of the first experiments of the early pilgrims and how what we enjoy today in this great country really started then. He called it the true story of Thanksgiving. And as I mentioned, he wrote about it in his book. And part of that story was what you heard Jim say. His book was See, I Told You So. I don't know if you remember this book, but it was a classic. See, I Told You So. It was actually his second book. And chapter 6, he says, Dead White Guys, or What the History Books Never Told You. The True Story of Thanksgiving. The very first one. And in it, he talked about how the story you hear about Native Americans and pilgrims and, you know, the narrative that's written in that, you know, the Native Americans were mistreated. And he said, the story you need to hear that is not about filling your kids' heads full of mush is actually very different. And it's a great story. It really is a great story. The story of the pilgrims begins early part of the 17th century. That'd be 1600s, Chris, right?
Yes.
1600s, yeah. For everybody from Rio Lindo, as Rush would say. The Church of England, under King James I, was persecuting anyone and everyone who did not recognize their absolute civil and spiritual authority. And the first pilgrims were Christian rebels. They challenged King James and his authority, and those who believed strongly in freedom of worship were hunted down, imprisoned, sometimes executed for their belief. That was England in the 1600s. A group of separatists, Christians who didn't want to buy into the Church of England or live under the rule of King James, fled to Holland and established a community of themselves there. So after 11 years, about 40 of them, having heard about this new world Christopher Columbus had discovered, decided to go. 40 of them make the perilous journey to the new world, where they knew they would certainly face hardship, but the reason they did it was so they could live and worship God according to the dictates of their own consciousness and beliefs. 1620... The Mayflower set sail, actually August 1st, 1620, carried a total of 102 passengers, 40 pilgrims, led by William Bradford. On the journey, Bradford set up an agreement that established how they would live once they got there. And the contract set forth just and equal laws for all members of the new community, irrespective of their religious beliefs or political beliefs. These revolutionary ideas expressed in the Mayflower Compact came from the Bible. The pilgrims were devoutly religious people, completely steeped in the lessons of Old and New Testaments. They looked to the ancient Israelites for their example, and because of the biblical precedent set forth in the Scripture, they never doubted their experiment would work. They believed in God. They believed that they were in the hands of God. This wasn't some pleasure cruise around the world. This journey to the New World, by today's standards in this tiny ship, was long, it was arduous. There was sickness. It was wet. It was the opposite of anything you'd think of as a cruise today on the open ocean. They landed New England in November. And according to the detailed journal of Bradford, found a cold, barren, desolate wilderness. No friends to greet them, no houses to shelter them, no inns where they could refresh themselves. There was nothing. More of the story of the first Thanksgiving after this on What's On Your Mind.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's on Your Minds, brought to you by Schwann Buick GMC. Schwann Buick GMC, great deals on service loaner GXs. A 2021 Buick Encore GX Preferred on sale now for $25,120. You can find Schwann Buick GMC at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. This is What's on Your Mind Thanksgiving Edition.
By the way, you can look for the big flag at Schwann's too. Can't miss that. Don't forget November 30th, December 1st, circle that on your calendar, the big Northern Ag Expo at the Fargo Dome. We'll be there on What's on Your Mind, and our friends from Red Wing Shoes for ultimate durability. Red Wing Shoes Fargo has some beautiful flag hats made up for us. They're yours if you tell us I stand for the flag. at the Northern Ag Expo. All right, more of the first Thanksgiving story. This is Rush Limbaugh from his book, See, I Told You So. So before the break, we were talking about how they got here. And when they got here, there was nothing. The sacrifice they'd made for freedom was just beginning. During the first winter, half of the pilgrims, including Bradford's own wife, died of either starvation, sickness, or exposure. When spring finally came, they had by that time met the indigenous people, the Indians, and indeed the Indians taught the settlers how to plant corn, fish for cod, skin beavers, and other animals for coats. But there wasn't any prosperity. They did not yet prosper. They were still dependent. They were still confused. They were still in a new place, essentially alone among like-minded people. Now, this is important to understand because this is where modern American history lessons often end. Thanksgiving is explained often in textbooks as a holiday for which the pilgrims give thanks to the Indians for saving their lives rather than what it really was. That happened. That all happened. But that's not, according to William Bradford's journal, what they ultimately gave thanks for. Here's the part that's been omitted. The original contract that they made on the Mayflower as they were traveling to the New World. They actually had to enter into that contract with their merchant sponsors in London because they had no money on their own. They needed a sponsor. They found merchants in London to sponsor them. The merchants in London were making an investment. And as such, the pilgrims agreed that everything they produced would go into a common store, a bank, a common account, and every member of the community was entitled to one common share in the bank. So out of this, the merchants would be repaid until they were paid off. So all of the land they cleared, the houses they built, belonged to the community. Everything belonged to everybody, and everybody had one share in it. They were going to distribute it equally. That was considered to be the epitome of fairness, sharing the hardship burdens and everything like that. Nobody owned anything. It was a commune. It was the forerunner to the communes we saw out in California in the 60s and 70s in other parts of the country. And it was complete with organic vegetables. Bradford, who had begun the new, he was now governor of the colony, recognized that it wasn't working. It was as costly and as destructive. His own journals chronicled the reasons it didn't work. He assigned a plot of land to fix this to every family to work and manage on their own. He got rid of the whole commune structure and assigned a plot of land to every family. You work it, you manage it, whatever you make, however much you make, it's yours. Sell it if you want, share it if you want, keep it if you want, whatever you want to do. What really happened is they turned loose the power of a free market after enduring months and months of hardship. First in the Mayflower and then getting settled, and then the failure of the common account from which everybody got the same share. There was no incentive for anybody to do anything. And as human nature, some of the pilgrims were a bunch of lazy, just didn't do anything. Others busted their rear ends. Some people just sat on their rear ends. But it didn't matter. Because even the people that weren't very industrious got the same as everybody else. And Bradford says, this isn't working. What Bradford and his community found, this is his own words now, was that the most creative and industrious people had no incentive to work any harder than anyone else. While most of the rest of the world had been experimenting with socialism for well over 100 years, trying to refine it, perfect it, reinvent it, the pilgrims decided early on to scrap it permanently because it brought out the worst in human nature. It emphasized laziness. It created resentments. Because in every group, you've got your self-starters, you've got your hard workers, you've got industrious people, and you've got lazy people. There was no difference at the end of the day. The resentment sprang up on both sides. Bradford wrote, for this community, so far it was found to breed much confusion and discontent and retard much employment that would have been to their benefit and comfort. For young men that were most able and fit for labor and service, they did repine that they should spend their time and strength to work for one another's wives and children without any recompense, without payment. That was thought to be injustice. Why should you work for other people when you can't work for yourself? What's the point? The pilgrims found that people could not be expected to do their best without incentive. So what did the community try next? The unharnessed power of good old free enterprise by invoking the ungirding capitalistic principle of private property, every family assigned its own plot of land, work, let it work, crops and products, and the results, great success. It made all hands, everybody industrious. So much more corn was planted than otherwise would have been. Supply-side economics existed, folks, before the 80s. In no time, the pilgrims found they had more food, they could eat themselves. You're laboring under the misconception, what you were taught in school? No. They set up trading posts and exchanged goods with Indians. The profits allowed them to pay off their debts to merchants in London. And the success and prosperity of the Plymouth settlement attracted more Europeans and became known as what is the Great Puritan Migration. The first Thanksgiving. Thanking God for those blessings. Nothing wrong with being grateful to the Indians. Don't misunderstand, but the true meaning of Thanksgiving, what George Washington recognized. God bless.
You know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include 3,800 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster and Stutzman counties, 98 acres of highly productive cropland in Pembina County, 480 acres in Montreal County, and 160 acres in McLean County, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.